Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing without you.
Hopefully this COVID-19 ends soon, much sooner than later, right? But in the meantime, there are tons of things going on. We had a lot of fun this past weekend at Sci-Fi Bartow in Bartow, Florida, and we're going to be talking about that today. And we've got Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki coming up here in just a few minutes. And then after that, we've got Ryan Davey calling in from LIM Media Group. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Culture.
Everybody's beautiful, right? Everybody's beautiful in their own way. And it looks like our first caller is on the line, so we're going to switch over and say hello to Miss Nicole Turner from Lasting Impressions by Nicole, because it's time for Comfy Time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, we're hanging in there, you know, doing some editing and, you know, all that fun jazz.
Editing. Yes, I know. We just got a whole bunch of images from you that I'm getting ready to release shortly. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
No, I'm getting ready to release those images shortly. Very exciting stuff from Sci-Fi Bartow last weekend.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I know the kids had a good time. It was fun to watch them all hang out with some of their, you know, superheroes, and there were some awesome cars out there. And I know we saw Miss Neva out there too, and Colonel Sanders. Everybody, we got to hang out with
Neva and Colonel Sanders. You can't get much better than that. He said, "Eat more chicken." Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That's our, this is the third or fourth year. I think it's our fourth year at Sci-Fi Bartow. And it's always a lot of fun. Downtown starts Sci-Fi. They block off all the streets. And Sean and Lori put this together every year, and they're amazing. And we actually saw them while we were eating, but we didn't get a chance to do an interview. So big shout-out to Sean Sardosky and your wife, Lori. You guys did an amazing job. You know, I wanted to make sure that y'all knew that we were talking about on the radio show today, because we did have a lot of fun. The kids had a great time just walking around and seeing the amazing car show and all the costumes that were entered in the costume contest, and, you know, getting a photo option with all of them. And even Neva the Diva did some face painting on Mommy this year.
Yeah, I've got some pictures of that, too.
That was a lot of fun for Mommy. And then the balloon guy, he was awesome. He sings and tells jokes and does some amazing balloon art, and the kids all got some really cool stuff. So make sure, folks, to check out Lasting Impressions by Nicole page this afternoon, because those pictures from Bartow Sci-Fi will be popping up there today.
Yep, they should be. Yeah, like I said, it was a lot of fun. You know, I can't wait to go back next year. It was actually our first time to go out. You've invited us, you know, a couple times. And
I have. I've invited you the last couple years. So maybe next year you'll come with your costumes on.
We'll see. I'm still trying to think of a great superhero.
This is the first year Madeline didn't wear a costume, actually. She wore a really cool steampunk outfit that Dallas Marino made for her the first year. It was gorgeous. And then I think the second year, she went dressed as a supervillain. And last year she just wore a white dress because she said she just wanted to wear a white dress. So this year she had on her Baby Yoda t-shirt. So she was still themed, but just not as dressed as normal. So she said after that, she said, I think next year I'm going to go back to wearing a costume again.
So, there you go. Well,
yeah. Well, we've got Comic-Con coming up and MegaCon and all kinds of stuff going on this year. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to wear costumes, that's for sure.
Yeah, it feels kind of nice. You know, I know we talked, you know, off and on some of our other shows, how it's nice to get back into our event and be COVID-friendly, too. I know we all wore our masks the whole time and, you know, so kept ourselves, you know, sanitized.
For the most part, wore their masks. There were a few people not wearing their masks, but they were social distancing, staying 6 feet apart. There was plenty of space, you know, between everyone. It wasn't as packed as it was in the years before, but I do think that that was the impact of COVID-19. That's, you know, the reason for that, because there were a lot of celebrities that didn't come out and stuff. That's really actually a very big event. That's like a Comic-Con to us. It's a huge event. So we're really thankful to have been invited to that, you know, years ago. And Sean has always welcomed Madeline and Mommy Show to come out and do interviews. So we do. And I'm glad. What was your favorite part of the whole thing?
That's a really hard one because I really enjoyed looking at all the really awesome cars out there. I mean, We saw everything from Deadpool's car to Batman. I think one of my favorite moments, which I think I may have a photo in the collection, where else are you going to see Santa hanging out with Batman? And
that was epic. I knew that's why you giggled.
That was
because you kept saying that. You're like, Santa and Batman are hanging out together. And I had to laugh because I looked over there.
Yeah. Bartos nice. Like that was just
It just struck a funny nerve, and you kept bringing it up. You're like, I can't get over this. Batman and Santa Claus are like hanging out together, and then a few minutes later, I see you over there taking pictures of Batman and Santa hanging out together.
They were, because they were hanging out with the original, you know, Batmobile from, you know, the very first series.
I know.
It was, and it had like, you know, Batman life and everything, and it had another little thing that said keep calm, call Batman. So that was just, I was really intrigued with that one. I don't know why, but I like Batman, so, you know.
Batman and Santa Claus. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Batman,
how much better can you get than that?
It's kind of cool. Well, you know, I got the holidays, so it was really kind of nice to see Santa out and about and, you know, hey,
well, I think that's what it was. It was the shock of seeing Santa out in February. That's what I was like, what the heck is going on here?
I know. So guys,
I thought Santa Claus was like in the North Pole like for the whole year. And he came out just for Sci-Fi Bartol. I was impressed.
Yeah, me too. It was
like, I know Matt was like, oh my God, look at Santa Claus, Mommy. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and he was just out, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm vacationing in Florida this year.
He was on vacation in Florida, exactly. He looked like he trimmed down a whole bunch already, too, because he hasn't been having any cookies for a couple months. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, you know, Saturday she kept feeding me chocolate all week. So every day I got, Santa brought me chocolate. So,
wow.
Looks like you're
lucky. Like, I know Santa, but I don't know Santa like that. That's awesome.
It was really nice to get out and see everybody and kind of just live life a little bit normal because we're used to going to events, and I really miss it.
We are. And, you know, the last place I expected it because, you know, COVID had struck and all of that was for Madeline to land on TV, but there she went again. She landed on TV, like, not even, less than 5 minutes after we arrived there. It was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Which news channel was it?
So it's actually it's a podcast show. Hang on, I gotta find it real quick. Yeah, and you know, this is the first year. Hang on a minute. This is the first year I'm looking them up right now that we've seen them there. But these guys, now Madeline did an interview with them, and at the same time they did an interview with her. But the reason that I haven't posted the interview, so we're going to have to get another interview with them, was because they had these, like, big loud speakers going with their mics, and we got a lot of feedback. So here, let me see if I can find it. Joel Weinhoof, he's usually out there at the Sci-Fi Bar Show, but he didn't make it this year because he and his wife, they still haven't come out of hiding from the whole COVID thing. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that feel that way, and I can't say I don't blame them because, you know, there's been a lot of people that have lost their lives and their loved ones over this stuff. So it's no joke, folks. You know, I get it. But at the same time, Madeline, she's got cabin fever, so every now and again, and she's feeling much better. For those of you that have asked and sent messages and stuff, thank you all for your prayers and everything. She is feeling much better, thank goodness. And so she was excited to get out and walk around the other day. And, man, I'm just trying to find this kid's show. Boy, I'm looking at Joel Weinhoop's page right now. And we're in a film of his coming out here shortly, the Creighton Incident. It's about aliens, and it's got a COVID feel to it because everybody sent their videos in, and Joel, and like my friend Donald says, he's the king of corn because all his films are very corny, but I like his special effects. He definitely made it look like laser beams zapping us into outer space. So you'll have to catch that because Madeline Mommy gets zapped into outer space. And, yeah, it's kind of fun. But I'm trying to locate that show. So I'm going to keep talking away. But tell us a little bit. I'll let you know here in a minute about what it is that you do and how we can book a session with you.
All right. Well, I am, for some of our fellow listeners, I am the head photographer for Mad Mommy Productions. Obviously, but I also own my own company called Last Impressions by Nicole, and we cover everything from headshots to weddings to seniors, high school seniors, families, quinceañeras, other events as well. So we're very, you know, we do a lot of different things, and one of the unique things about us is that we customize everything for our clients. And we use questionnaires, and we help to build and create their story, tell their story. So we offer lots of different features for our clients, private galleries, to payment plans, so we can help those on a budget. So we try to help our community preserve their family memories. So, and some of the ways you can find us is you can visit our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. Or you can go and visit Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Or you can go to Instagram and at lastingimpressions.bynicole. So those are just some quick, easy ways to find us and check us out. And you know, we'd love to help our families and our local communities preserve memories. Because those are so important, especially right now with everything happening and, you know, COVID. And like you said, earlier in the show, that you know, people have lost their family members, so we're definitely gearing up and trying to help.
Yes, exactly. And I know you guys have been very successful, even though we are in the midst of a pandemic. I know you just had another photo shoot this past weekend, so you're staying afloat, keeping afloat, and you know, making it happen. Also, helping us out with our virtual fashion show and stuff that we've got coming up for this year, which I'm going to be announcing. Probably as soon as next week. So, you know, stay tuned because we got some stuff coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're busy over here. I know that we just opened up our sister company, which is LIM Media Group. So we're excited about that. We've been doing so many projects. Like, it's hard to keep track. Even in a pandemic, we've tried so many new things. broadcasting for your live show, you know, your live, your virtual fashion show. That was so much fun. And I know that we have a lot more stuff coming up through 2021. So we're really, really excited.
That's awesome. So I'm over here. I'm looking on the internet right now. I was just trying to find what we had. Madeline was on the show. It's called Orlando Collector Deviants is the name of the show. And the guy that owns it's named Steve Halsey. I don't know if you know him, but
no.
Yeah,
not yet.
They do a lot of the comic stuff, comic cons and toy shows and that sort of thing. So that was right up their alley. I'm going to share their video. They put together a nice video, and they did a live, which Madeline was involved in the live, and she did do an interview with them, but she ended up, we ended up having them do a shout out for Sci-Fi Bartow and for the Madeline Mommy Show. So that's at the beginning of our little series of interviews that she conducted the other day. And so that's out on our pages as well. So great job. Thank you so much for coming out to help us out, Miss Nikki. And I know our next caller is on the line. You can stay here because this is another department of your corporation, and that is actually LIN Media Group. Is that right?
Yes.
And so we'd like to welcome Ryan Davey to the conversation today. Hey, Ryan, what's up, eh?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Fantastic. I've been looking forward to having you on the show for all these years. And now you actually had today off from your normal job. You know, people don't realize we all have, like, normal jobs. We have to work to pay our bills. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Mr. Davey.
LIM Media Group was actually a brainchild of mine. Some friends that helped me realize some potential that I had in videography. And so I thought it would be a perfect complement to Lasting Impression by Nicole. So we could offer our services wholly as an organization. So other, you know, people looking for both photography and videography wouldn't have to seek elsewhere for the other service.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. What inspired you in getting started in all of this?
Oh boy. Well, I think, by nature, I love technology, and, you know, I realized that maybe photography wasn't for me as I was going through studying these things, and then I found that most DSLR cameras actually have a video option. So I started to, you know, just look into it, and I found a big, big world of entertainment is exactly where I want to be. And so, you know, but we ended up, you know, filmmaking is really kind of where I wanted to get into. But you got to start somewhere. So one of the first projects that I thought of that we could do, you know, with is called Unbiased Opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, we're part of that project.
Yes, yes, you are. You guys were actually in the very first episode, I call it the COVID episode, because it was right in the middle of everything, and production was limited based on the amount of resources that you get. If you wanted to keep your groups limited. And we couldn't have a big production crew for that, but, you know, it was, you know, referencing the George Floyd incident. I feel like we got, you know, really a lot accomplished in just one episode. But, you know, the reason I started Unbiased Opposition was because shows like this have a narrative that they want to get to at the end of the story. I just want to be able to tell the whole story. You know, so that's why we're following up with the which included people of different culture in the second episode. The third episode would have people who are either former police or not police. And then all the last show would include a panel of everybody from different, you know, from all those three groups. Not everybody in those three groups, but, you know, some of the people from the group get together and discuss, hash out what a resolution could be to the problem that we're experiencing. And so.
Yeah, I love the concept. Great concept. And I know you've got a YouTube channel, right? What's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's LIN Media Group.
LIN Media Group, and you can go to YouTube, find it there, and then I know you've got some other work that you've worked on in the past. You've done quite a few things for us, some promo videos for our past fashion shows, and you did a really nice promo video for the International Christian Film Festival 2 years ago, which is gorgeous, and you've done some nice promo for Lasting Impressions by Nicole, and you've even put together couple music videos. I know the one that you did that's really cute, it was like a year and a half or 2 years ago for Valencia Twins Vision of Harmony put together their little Dunkin' Donuts jingle. That was very cute. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing all that pop up on that YouTube channel, and as well as the Unbiased Opposition. I think it's a great concept, Ryan.
Well, you know, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate your help and support in that. You know, I mean, it's honestly, it takes a village, you know, and we just all kind of have to work together and collaborate as artists and whatever we have the ability to do, you know, just working together is prime, is the core thing and the core thing that you need. And so, you know, you're out there in so many different places. It's mind blowing for me. I don't know how you do it. But
I'll tell you what, I don't know how I do it sometimes either, Ryan. I really don't. But we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so hopefully I will be able to do this full-time, you know, towards the end of the year. You know, in the fall, sorry, not the fall, the late spring, I'd like to introduce a product that we'd like to do, which is doing demo reels. And a discount for people that are going through your acting class.
Yes. Yep, exactly. And the online acting classes, they're working out very well. It's so good, especially for kids after school and their parents. If they're working, they can just hop on the internet, and we can do it either through Facebook chat or Zoom. And it's just amazing. And the kids are having so much fun with it. And it's very inexpensive. You know, and I'm very flexible with the times and the days of the week and all that kind of stuff. So it's been working out very well. And I know we've got one student, Braden Eze, who has become our newest reporter. So now we have a Junior King reporter. We're going to have him on the show here pretty soon to talk to everybody. But you guys worked with him over the weekend. And, you know, he's been working with me since the beginning of the pandemic. And so tell me, what do you think?
I got to tell you, I was completely impressed with him, by the way he was able to be directed. I mean, you've done a great job preparing him for the real world of acting in that regards. I mean,
I appreciate it. You know, and he was completely new to this industry, knew absolutely nothing about it. Isn't even a movie buff. Like, he's a gamer. He doesn't even, like, I asked him our first meeting that we had together, I asked him what his favorite movie was. He said he didn't know, he doesn't watch movies, but now he does.
Yeah, he was.
So I'm so glad you guys got to work with him and his grandma, because they're a lot of fun, and I think they're going to do very well in this business.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's all about making those connections and being available for those connections. You know. You have to invest in everything. If you want to truly, truly be successful in whatever your endeavor is, you have to invest time. Yeah.
You got to invest time and money, and you've got to be dedicated, because sometimes you feel like giving up, and it takes years. It doesn't take weeks or months. It takes years. Sometimes it takes your whole life, your whole life's work, you know? But eventually, if you just keep on picking at it, it'll happen.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Denzel Washington. He said he was almost ready to give up, you know, when he got his first major role. But, you know, he just stuck in there and hung in there. You got to push through it and persevere.
It's tough sometimes, but that's great words of advice, and I live by them as much as I can. But, you know, hey, we're all mortal, and sometimes we fall back in our own instinctive ways, right? But I've got good friends like you guys, my daughter, to keep pushing me, so we keep going with it. Is there anything you'd like? Is there anything else that you'd like for the listeners to know, Ryan?
You know, to be completely honest with you, not really. I mean, look, we're going to be working on a website for LAN Media. We have it, so it will be coming at some point, LAN Media Group. And then, you know, just stay tuned on the YouTube channel for more content. Right now I have one item up, about an 11-second intro that we did for Last Impressions, but I'm working on getting that content uploaded.
Perfect. I'm very excited. Can't wait to see it and share it with the world. Very exciting stuff. Good stuff. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today.
We appreciate you.
We had so much fun, as always. And, you know, as far as you can always go to Lasting Impressions by Nicole, because, again, it's just two great places where you find both of us. We're very much a team, you know, we're very much a team in this. So, you know, you can always find more information about.
Perfect. All right, guys, take care. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you.
Thanks. Had fun for us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
awesome, so much fun, those guys from Lasting Impressions and LIN Media Group. And that pretty much concludes our show for today. Madeline, are you here?
Where is she? I don't see something. Oh my god, hang on a minute, here she comes, Miss America, Miss Madeline, here she comes,
Miss America, wearing a Rugrats sweatshirt.
Hi, beautiful.
Good night, Ethel.
Oh, good night. You say good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Facebook,
Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Romaine Show.
Woo! Night.